You're listening to That Park Life podcast.
From attraction deep dives
to resort rundowns
to cast member chats,
they're here to help you live that park life.
Here they are now,
Beth and Greg.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Yes, it's Greg, but more importantly, fresh off of her birthday, it's Beth.
Fresh off of my birthday.
Yes. How are you feeling? Are you feeling?
I feel old, as I expressed in the Pat Chat. Just feeling old, you know, trying to change up some things, hoping my body will cooperate. I mean, yes, I did have back surgery, but, you know, I got other things going on, too, because as I tell everyone I know, after 35, it just goes downhill, and I don't think anyone would disagree with me on that. So
okay,
we shall
see. It sounds like you're trying to go uphill now.
Yeah, I'm actually having my last birthday meal tomorrow night with Doug's family because we haven't been able to get together yet. So I'm doing
your last 39th birthday meal, not your last birthday meal ever. This is not the last.
This is not last meal ever. If you've ever watched that on YouTube, it's really, it's actually really interesting. It's, do you know what I'm talking about?
Is that where they talk about what their last meal would be, or they eat their
last meal? It's like a Good Mythical Morning. It's Josh, who's the chef for Good Mythical Morning. And it's like a spinoff show that he has. I think it's on Sporked or whatever like their network is. But Sporked.
Is that a real network name?
Yeah. Like it's like their spinoff whatever is Sporked.
Okay.
Like that's where they do all the food stuff. But anyways, he gets like pretty big celebrities. And it's pretty interesting to watch. It's kind of, I would put it up there with Hot Ones. Like it's a fun one to watch. And anyways, moving on. You've done some Disney things.
I've been around, you know, thinking of the last meal, though, I'd be curious to hear what someone's last Disney meal would be. If they knew they were going to Disney for the last time, what would they eat?
Ooh, okay, that might we need to pose. Yeah, we need to
on
pose
the Instagrams.
That question.
Although I didn't have my last meal ever, I did have some meals over the past couple of days. I did visit Epcot again during this Flogar season. It's Flower and Garden that still no one calls it that, but I'm going to make it happen.
I mean, you got farts going, so.
It's a bit, I got the farts. Oh, you mean the Festival of the Arts? I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I tried the chicken and waffles, everybody, which were
from
delicious.
Hollow?
No, from Epcot. So the Flogar. One of the items on there is the chicken and waffles. It's crispy chicken and a honey sweet cornbread waffle. So no ordinary waffle.
Okay,
it is honey sweet cornbread.
It's
got whipped honey, butter, and spicy honey. And I did ask for no spicy honey on it. I'm not a hot honey fan.
Yeah.
You can call me hot honey, but I don't like to eat hot honey. And
here you hotcakes, hot honey.
They still put it on there, which was fine. He forgot to write it down. And I'm kind of glad because I thought it was good. I actually really enjoyed it.
I would have gone over there just so I could get another one. No. I would have been like, well, you put hot honey on this one.
They're ready to go, like as is, which is good. I thought that the chicken was really good. Like it's a nice like fillet, I guess you would say, like a chicken breast fillet style, as opposed to like a tender or something. It was really good. And I really like the cornbread muffin, the cornbread waffle. I thought that was a good touch instead of just a traditional waffle. I thought it was like, I would absolutely get it again.
Yeah.
As someone who doesn't typically eat that type of deep fried food or those types of carbs, they're not normally a part of my food journey. It was an indulgence weekend. And boy, I did not regret it. It was
delicious. How big was it? I'm trying to remember. I think you posted a picture of it, but I don't remember. How many bites did you get out of it? Let's say that.
Okay. I would say I got, how many bites is tough? I'm a food cutter, so I don't know. Like I think when you cut it into small pieces and eat it, it makes it feel like it's more food than what it is.
I feel like it was larger than your hand.
Yeah, think of it like the size of a burger patty. That's about the size of it.
Okay. And it was $28?
No, it was $6 and change. I would think it was $6.50, $6.75. I would absolutely get it again. And then for dessert, I tried the flan from the Mexico area. And it turns out I don't enjoy flan.
Yeah.
It's not for me, but it looked great. I feel like I got a really nice, moneymaker Instagram influencer video of it, but I didn't like it.
This beautiful? It was not good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure it's good for someone who likes it. It turns out I don't like, it wasn't a consistency thing. It just was a taste thing. I just didn't really care for it.
What did it taste like to you?
I was just kind of eating like the rubbery eraser on the back of a pencil.
Oh,
just a little softer. No, I don't know. But it just didn't have a lot of taste for me. Yeah. And maybe I'm expecting too much. I'm not even sure what flan is, to be honest with you.
Maybe I'm expecting too much, you know, like flavor.
Yeah, I think maybe I just want a cheesecake. I think that's really what maybe was my problem. I think I just want a cheesecake, and that's not what it is.
Yeah. Well, that wraps it, up a it little... is just like an egg custard.
Yeah. And
I feel like just, it's like cheese.
Custard
it's,
before, but.
It's basically like cheesecake without the cheese in it.
I did not care for it.
Yeah.
But if you like it, continue eating it. It looked great. And the little like drizzle they put on top, that was delicious. So if nothing else, yeah. I ate the stuff on top of it. We did also go to Magic Kingdom, and I want to dive into this a little bit because this is kind of on a topic that I hear very frequently lately. A lot of times it's done in a rage bait way when people post about how busy the parks are, mm-hmm. or there's no such thing as a downtime, or there's no such thing as quiet season or anything like that, because it's all relative. Still at January, February, generally speaking, it is less crowded.
Yeah.
But there's always going to be a crowd because thousands of people have the same idea as you do, which is, I want to go to the park today.
Yeah.
However, on Sunday, this was a Sunday of a Run Disney weekend. I like to point that out because it's a weekend. And that's mm-hmm. like usually the time when it's crowded. And we went into this not having any Genie Plus or any other wait time related tools in our arsenal. It was just straight up standby lines. We arrived at the park at 8:55. The park had early entry at 8:30 and regular operating day started at 9. Mm-hmm. And some of the lands open for early entry and some don't. So Tomorrowland and Fantasyland open up early for early entry and the rest don't. So like Adventureland, Frontierland, Liberty Square open up at 9. So there we were at 8:55 walking in. We're walking down Main Street, USA. At about 9 a.m., we got a group photo on Main Street. And your tip there is don't go with the first photographer yep. or even the second or the third. Just keep walking
towards the castle.
And I don't normally like doing it in the morning because I would rather get on rides while the lines are short. But in this time of year, it's go now before you're all sweating and melting.
Exactly.
To get like a respectable photo of everybody. Yeah. So we got our photo on Main Street. 9:05, we were getting breakfast sandwiches at the Adventureland cart. The same one that sells the cheeseburger spring rolls. Yeah. They added a sausage, egg, and cheese bagel sandwich right there. Oh, so you don't even have to go into the land.
Yeah.
It was really convenient. So
there's
we stood around there.
I want to try over at the Friars Nook or whatever. I want to try some breakfast stuff over there next time we're there.
Okay, yeah. I got to try that out. Because breakfast is kind of hit or miss in Magic Kingdom. There aren't a lot of places to really sit down
and eat. But I remember being in
line
for Snow White, and it was like all these people were walking over. And I'm like, "What? Where are y'all getting this? Like, why don't I know about this?" And then I finally looked it up and was like, oh, because Friars Nook like has all this breakfast stuff now.
Yes.
So anyway.
And a side note here, we used to get sandwiches from that cart that's like kind of just outside of Pecos Bill and that part of Frontierland. It used to be a croissant with like an egg and a cheese or something else. They switched it up a little bit. There's crispy chicken on those sandwiches now in the morning, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Also, maybe
extra protein.
Yeah, definitely extra protein. It's just if you're not in the mood for chicken, I'm someone who eats chicken like almost all meals of my day, but it's not normally in the morning.
Yeah.
But then again, who cares?
Do a good
so that was 9:05. We got our breakfast sandwiches. By 9:10, we entered the queue for Pirates of the Caribbean. 9:27, we entered the queue for Big Thunder Mountain. So that's 17 minutes went by between getting on the queue, going on the ride, walking off, and walking to Big Thunder Mountain.
Yeah.
While I was walking around the queue of Big Thunder Mountain, we got to... You kind of get like a unique vantage point up there to Tiana's Bayou Adventure. And I was able to see the back of Tiana's water tower from the queue.
Okay.
Thank you to all of you that follow us on the on Instagram. I can't remember if I had posted that for everyone or just close friends. But people were making the backside of water tower jokes for that. And I appreciate that. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, Greg, what does the back of Tiana's water tower say? And I will say, you'll have to wait because it'll be today's quote at the end of our episode. What's on the back of the water tower? At 9:45, we entered the Haunted Mansion queue. So it was, that means between Big Thunder Mountain and Haunted Mansion, it was less than 20 minutes to go through the queue, go on the ride, come off, walk to Haunted Mansion.
And
also, can we just talk about something for a second here? Because I had a unique experience as we were entering the mansion, which had a posted time of 15 minutes. And we basically walked into the part
where...
15
is the new 5, I've noticed. 15 is like the new, there's
15,
no
like
wait.
It could be 15 if something goes wrong and they don't want you to be mad. But usually we walked up to the point where like we're waiting for the door to open, which is a couple of minutes,
which,
right?
I don't know why they didn't put 13.
That's what Nathan said too. And I don't know why.
They usually do that.
I don't know. Maybe people were working the day.
Somebody was
the
tired.
People.
They were like, you know what? I don't care about people's magic today.
Who
it's 15
cares?
Minutes.
Yes.
Get in the line or don't. I don't care.
So there we were. We were waiting to go in. The doors open. We go into the foyer of the mansion where you're waiting for either of the two stretch room doors to open up. And we were kind of like last-ish. We were certainly not in the first like wave of that. So in other words, the room is kind of full as we're entering it. And so, you know, we're shuffling in. And then one of the two stretch room doors open, the one to the left. So if we're looking at the fireplace, it's to the left.
And I'm always on your left.
And no one goes in. Like, the doors are open and no one's going in. And I'm like, do I say something? Like, is there something? Weird. I don't know what's going on. Like, and I don't want to be that nerd, like that guy, like, guys, we can all go in. Hello, the doors are open.
You're like, seriously, none of y'all know what to do here?
So I kind of just walk up and now I'm in the stretch room alone. And I said, we can all go in. And then people go. And then I overhear them say, oh, I thought it was like a mirror or something.
Gosh.
And I'm standing there like, and by the way, I totally get that. There's this phrase that sometimes people forget to pack their brain on vacation and or we're just not thinking, right?
But like to when have we travel, that we're many people, like you're in a room full of people and none of them know what to do.
And the, I thought it was a mirror. Did you see yourself? What did you mean a mirror? Gosh. And I'm telling this to Nicole and she thinks they might've meant like an illusion, which I'll go with.
I can imagine what Nicole was saying.
and Nicole wasn't even with me. I just was kind of recounting it later on.
Where was the cast member? They're usually like yelling at you to get in there.
They were still like the people, guests were still coming in. They were like just closing the main doors to the thing. And then it was, please drag yourself into the dead body, blah, 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 blah. But I just have, in all of the times, and it's been many, as I'm sure it has been for you, I've never once seen that happen.
No.
Usually the second a door starts to do anything, people are like, I'm going in. Even if like,
that's Doug and I. We're like, stand over here.
Going.
We usually go and stand in the middle so that pretty much whichever door opens up. And then we always know where to stand because we know where the other door opens.
I always walk in and I walk in and then I turn around. So like I walk to where the door is and I turn around and I look like, huh, this is a really neat room that I'm in. Like,
and
I
they're
don't
like,
know
move all
doing.
The way in. And we're like, we are. Like, we're moved in.
I'm
don't worry about us.
Just soaking it all in, Janet.
See
Leave
this little
alone.
Red dot right here? Yeah.
So I just had never experienced that. Curious if I'm alone. Has anyone else ever experienced that?
Never experienced that before.
Weird. At 10:13, we entered the It's a Small World queue. Then we took a quick water break over at Pinocchio's Village House. The water refill was down, by the way. So
Then it was like
when an escalator is down. We're sorry for the convenience. You have to now they're just stairs. So I just have to go up to the counter and ask for water. But I was trying to be helpful and not bother someone for water. 10:48, we entered the Under the Sea queue. So back in the back of Fantasyland. Another quick bathroom break, this time at Cosmic Rays. Then we did the People Mover. We had lunch at Cosmic Rays at about 11:40 or so. That's when I took the photo of my item. And if you're wondering what I got, one, if you follow us on Instagram, you saw. And two, of course, I got the burger a la Greg. Hello. Oh, it's so good. The big...
It looked delicious.
It was really good. I ate my fries first because I don't really eat french fries anymore. So I just was housing those. And burger a la Greg,
oh,
if you're
God,
new, by the way.
Oh, God, these fries are good.
Help me, I'm starving. It's a Chris Farley SNL reference, everybody.
You're welcome. God, these fries are good.
It's like Adam Sandler, David Spade, and Chris Farley.
I thought you were on a diet. Yeah.
I'm starving. A burger a la Greg, if you're new here, by the way, welcome. Is just a Cosmic Rays burger, but I put barbecue sauce and ranch. That's ranch.
It's ranch. It's a fancy ranch.
It's ranch. Burger a la ranch. It's delicious. And then at 12:20, we enter the queue for Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. So if you're following along, that means in just about 3.5 hours, like just under 3.5 hours, we had 2 meals, 2 water, a potty breaks, took a group photo on Main Street, and did 7 attractions. And that's on a weekend. So it is possible. It's really just yet another item in the big, long list of evidence of how important it is to rope drop. And we didn't even do early entry. Everything we did was when the park opened. Yeah. We didn't go to Fantasyland or Tomorrowland before 9 a.m. for early entry. We could have. We just didn't get there early enough.
Yeah.
My family was staying at a resort, so we would have been able to go in. But we did a lot of things. And by that point, we were like, cool. Like, we're done. We're ready to take a break. And we all went our... separate ways there.
Good deal. Yeah, now you're coming up on like another really good time to go to the parks because spring break's like pretty much over everywhere.
Yeah, now until like the middle of May-ish, we're okay. And then once school lets out in the South area, and obviously as the rest of the country catches up, then it's all, as far as the crowds are concerned, it's all downhill until like the last 2 weeks of August.
Yeah, because then it's just too hot and nobody wants to be there.
No.
But they're like, but come to the Halloween party. You're just going to really sweat. You're just going to sweat a lot. So, and I feel like with the way that the temperatures have been, we might be in for a really hot summer, at least here. We're kind of like,
hot summer.
It's going to be pretty hot. It's going to be hot. Also, side note, if you're going to be my friend, pretty much every time I have French fries, I'm going to be quoting SNL. So,
okay.
Deal with it. Sorry, not sorry.
Fair enough. It's not every day, Beth, that we're in the presence of royalty. Because today we are here with someone who was chosen to be the Grand Marshal in the very royal Festival of Fantasy Parade and Magic Kingdom. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you.
Christy is also fresh off of her birthday we have the same birthday.
Oh my goodness.
And that'll make sense to you later, Christy, because you don't know what's recorded already.
As I called her right before we hit press recorded, is Christy with two eyes. Yes, she physically has two eyes, but there's two eyes in your name. You knew that, though.
There you go.
As it is your
Not
name.
Not at the end. They're just in the regular.
Yes. Okay. So we have you here, Christy, because you got to do something really cool. And I know that people will want to hear about it. So what I'm hoping to hear from you is just what happened in the beginning of your day when you were selected, then what it was like to be backstage for this, then what it's like being in the parade. And then I know something kind of happens afterward that I think the everyday average guest doesn't really know about. So walk us through.
Tell us what you ate for breakfast. What were you wearing?
Which way was the wind blowing?
Breakfast.
Yes. So what happened? Tell us about your trip to Magic Kingdom that day.
It was the craziest thing, and I literally still can't believe that it happened because I don't know anyone who's ever gotten picked to be in this parade before.
Mm-hmm. You feel like you just blacked out, and you're like, it's all a blur. I can't believe it happened.
Yes. Yes, to this day. I'm like, oh, I can't believe that happened to me. It was so great. My mom and I were at Magic Kingdom that morning. We were having sort of a chill day. I don't think we had Genie Plus that day, so we were just kind of going to go with the flow.
Moseying around.
Yeah, it was just going to be like a low crowd day, and we were just there. And I had done Tron that morning. We stopped for breakfast, and we were hanging out on Main Street. We were walking toward Pirates of the Caribbean, but we stopped to take a photo in front of the castle. And we did some selfies, and then this cast member walked up to us and asked if she could take our photo. And I thought, okay, sure. I didn't expect to get a great photo, but she was very sweet. She was wearing like manager clothes. So I was like, okay, this is like a high up cast member. She wasn't wearing like a uniform. And she took our picture, and it turned out to be the best picture, like a fantastic picture of me and my mom.
She probably like did with some settings, and she's like,
I don't know what she did, but she was like magic. And so I looked at the picture, and like we were walking away, I looked at the picture, and then I turned around to thank her for taking such a great photo. And she was walking back toward me, which I thought was a little bit weird. And I cannot remember her name. I wish I could, but it has escaped me. But she was walking back toward me, and she was like, how did the picture turn out? And we were like, it was great. And then she started to ask us about our plans for the day. Did we have any dining reservations? You know, what are we going to do today? Are we here? This is our first visit. You know, do you come here often, whatever, that kind of thing. Are you going to watch the parade? And we were like, yeah, sure. You know, we'll probably watch the parade. We like to see Maleficent. And then she said, well, are you interested in watching the parade from a special spot? And we said, yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Absolutely, I do.
I didn't know there was a special spot. But at this moment, I thought, okay, maybe they just didn't sell enough VIP tours today. They have like a spot available at the train station, and they're just,
you're like, sure, Felicia, I'll buy.
Right. And I just thought, okay, maybe we'll get a Coke and a popcorn or something. I did not know what was about to happen. Do you want to watch the parade from a special spot? And we said, sure. And she said, well, to get to that special spot, you have to ride in the parade and be our grand marshals. And we were like, what are you talking about?
What?
I mean, I knew what she was talking about, but I was like, there's no way you're actually picking us. But she asked us to do it, and we agreed to do it, and it was fantastic.
Oh my gosh. By the way, in any other context, some of the questions you were getting asked is a great way to hint on someone. Hey, do you come here often? Do you want to watch the parade from a special spot today?
Special spot? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's like, hey now.
What are you wearing? Oh, wait, what?
So you get asked, which is awesome, right? I don't think you're alone. Right. I think if someone came up to me and said, hey, do you want, like, ultimately ask me if you want to be our Grand Marshal, I'd be like, of course, right? Like,
right.
Who would say no to that? Although I'm sure maybe someone would say no if they just were feeling shy about it, which is totally okay. But what went through your mind that exact spot? Like, did you realize kind of the weight of her question, knowing that you might have some eyeballs on you, you know, going down the parade route?
What went through my mind was that my mom probably wants to say no to this because this is like a very, like, yes, all those people will be looking at you.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm not going to let her say no, even though it's a little out of my comfort zone too, but there's no way we'll ever get this chance again.
Yeah. You say yes to
we
this.
We said yes. Sure. It was just so shocking, you know. She was really sweet and she was talking to us, and I kind of felt like she was, you know, getting at something, like trying to offer something. And then when she got down to it, I was just still so surprised.
That's so cool.
You're like, am I being pumped?
Right
Is Ashton Kutcher here?
I mean, of all the people I know, you know, you guys and all my other Disney friends, I don't know anyone who's ever done this.
No. I don't know either. And
now, thanks to you, we all
now
do.
We got the inside scoop, and that's what I I'm excited to talk about here. So you are asked to be in the parade. You say yes, and then I'm sure they give you some instructions, like meet back here at this time. So what happened next?
They gave us this little card, and I know your listeners can't see this, but they gave us this little note card that has instructions printed inside. The front says Festival of Fantasy, and the inside just tells us where to meet them. So the parade was at 3 that day, and we had to meet her at 2:20 in Fantasyland. So the very next thing I did was freak out and try to find someone to come watch the parade, which is where Greg comes in.
Yeah, I got this message from Christy, and it was basically like, this is kind of random, but do you think you can make it to Magic Kingdom? Because my mom and I were chosen to be the Grand Marshals. And I was like, actually, yes, I think I can actually get there. And I'm working.
You were the first person that I reached out to. Like, as soon as Christy messaged me, I was like, Greg, Christy is like, I guess you had already known, but I was like, Greg, can you get
and
there?
I'll tell you all about my experience, after we hear from Christy's, because I, like you, this became a story for me in a moment. Where in Fantasyland did they have you meet?
Yeah. Where
did I say Fantasyland? It was actually Frontierland.
Frontierland. Okay.
Okay. I was like, Fantasyland. That's really random.
I was reading Festival of Fantasy.
Was it like at the gate where basically
at the
gate?
Yeah. So she had us meet her there, and we got to go backstage, which is really like
you
like see.
Knock 3 times and then do like a bird sound, and I'll know it's you.
No, she came to get us.
Rah, rah!
That's cute.
Rah!
That's a great bird impression.
I'm guessing that actually is a really good bird impression. Every now and then
we get this new impression
from Beth, and it's like, where does this even come from?
I love it.
So backstage right there at that gate, I mean, I've been, if anyone's ever done the Keys to the Kingdom tour, like that's where we went in and out of backstage and on stage at that little spot. So I'm
they
sure.
They like show you where they keep the floats.
We didn't get to see the floats, but we did get to go. Okay. We met her back there, and she gave us some goodies. I'll tell you about the goodies.
Oh, not my goodies.
Well, no, but she gave us these special Mickey ear hats that say Disney 100. They're purple and they have sparkly ears. And the very back says Grand Marshal Magic Kingdom.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
and she told us you legit can't get these unless you are the Grand Marshal. They have to be gifted to you. You cannot get that embroidery in the shop.
That is
so. And we got those to wear.
Cool.
And we got to see the Philharmonic.
Everyone.
And we got a special car.
Yeah. So at this point, like the car rolls up, right? I assume at some point, because this is your, at the very beginning of the parade route, there's a train tracks back there, right? Because that's where the train goes over the road. So the car rolls up and you're like, my ride's here. I guess I better hop in.
Pretty much.
That's so cool. And then the.
Well, and I love that y'all were sitting in the way back. Like, could you have sat anywhere else you wanted to?
So the car was actually pretty deep where we were sitting. So there was a bench where we were. And then there was a bench on the other side. So I guess if you had a bunch of people with you, those people would be sitting like backwards.
Gotcha.
But it was a pretty big gap for your feet and, you know, whatever other stuff you had with you. But it was just the two of us, but there was a lot of room in the car.
Yeah.
I was like, where? Oh, there they are. They're in the back. I would have been like my arm around the driver. Like,
hey.
Oh, yeah. There is a seat like right next to the driver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Chauncey, take me to Main Street. So I think that's so cool. So you're getting ready. You're backstage. At this point, I would assume you're starting to get maybe a little more aware of the situation you're in, right? Because you're actually in the car. This Grand Marshal portion of the parade happens a little bit before Festival of Fantasy Parade starts, which is probably why they had you meet there at 2:20, so you have time to get set up so that this car could be dispatched as the way that it does before the parade starts. So you're in the car. You probably start to hear the music, right? So, like, at what point, like, did you know this was actually happening?
I guess when we started rolling through Frontierland and I saw all of the crowds and I kind of got...
And they're waving at you.
Right. Everyone was waving and, you know, the music is pretty loud and it's very exciting and I was kind of feeling nervous. Everybody's looking at you. Yeah. And our cast member friend who had picked us, you know, encouraged us to, you know, wave, smile, yell happy birthday, whatever, point out people's costumes. So it actually was a lot more work than I thought it would be. And my arm and my voice
were
really tired.
They're like, you're going to work for that hat that we gave you.
Yes, for sure. Like, my voice was hoarse after, and my arm really hurt from all the waving, which is a ridiculous thing to complain.
Well, now you know what it's like to be a real princess. I mean, there's a lot of work.
That's how it felt. But, yeah, we were rolling through Frontierland, and I started to see all those people, and I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this, but it's too late to turn back now.
Yeah. You get out of the car and run. What happened?
Well, it only goes like 8 miles an hour. So
it's slow.
Yeah, it is pretty slow. Yeah. I mean, it's a parade. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, you know, seeing that car go by. And by the way, anytime you watch Festival of Fantasy, like, you know, as a guest, you're seeing all these other people, right? But this is the first time I'm watching one where it was someone I know. But more about me later. I think it's so interesting because you're going so slow and you probably became suddenly aware of just how long the parade route is. And you might not think about it. And I'm so curious to hear how you are feeling, because as someone who... I'm not on stage at that level at all. But when you're wearing a name tag, right, people are watching and you have to kind of carry yourself a certain way. And even though you weren't wearing a name tag, you were in the show, right? You were officially, like, as cast members say, you were a part of the show. All eyes were on you. You might not have been wearing a name tag, but just, I hope that you have some, like, appreciation for what everyone goes through, right? Because everyone's watching you. Like, God forbid you had a booger or something where, like, or you were going to sneeze or do something where, like, just everyone's watching you and probably taking a couple of pics because, like, this might be the first time they're ever seeing Festival of Fantasy. So they even really might think that you're, like, truly a part of the parade. Were you thinking about those things? Or were you just trying to, like, block out those thoughts so you don't kind of lose your mind?
I was, and I told my mom that it felt like she lost her mind because she went all Oprah, like, you get a wave, you get a happy birthday. She was just so extroverted.
She was in her element.
Right. I mean, it's really not her element, but we both were just sort of forced to be extroverted, but it was so fun.
Like, you don't know these people. You're never going to see any of them ever again, except for Greg.
Right.
But
all those people were looking at us, and I was a little bit pressured by that. Like you said, like, what if I make a weird face or something? But then again, I thought they're never going to remember me. I don't remember any person I've ever seen in this parade. So just enjoy the experience.
I don't want to put pressure on you, Christy. But there was a time during a park opening of Magic Kingdom. It was might have been our first time, like, Nicole and I went as a couple. And it was the Berube family. We have not forgotten their name.
No.
Berube.
Yeah. And this was at the time when the opening, like, kind of ceremony or show for the day, the family would get to come out on the train at the train station. They didn't, like, let you into the gate of the park.
Oh, yeah.
So we still talk about that to this day. This is now almost 13 years ago. So I wouldn't be surprised to hear that someone might have a photo of you or just was thinking about you. And I think that's
remember that Christy girl? She has two eyes in her name.
No.
Yeah, Christy with two eyes. And the reason why I bring it up like this is to say you are a part of someone's vacation. And that's something we get to tell cast all the time, like, whether you kind of realize it or not, like, you become a part of someone's vacation. And that's you. You got to do that. I think that's so cool. Hopefully you think that it's cool. And I'm just kind of rambling on about this. But
no, it was great.
Well, in 30 years, someone will post that video on YouTube and you'll be like,
I looked for it on YouTube like a few days later, the next week. And I haven't found one from that date. But I kind of secretly would love to see that. I think it would be hilarious.
You're like, tag me, Mermaid and Movie Magic.
Well, and they were shouting our names. I didn't say that part. But I didn't realize that until right about the time I saw Greg. The car had, like, a speaker on it. And I didn't realize it until maybe, like, a quarter of the way through. But there was, like, a big announcement that said, this is Pam and Christy from Birmingham, Alabama, celebrating Mother-Daughter Day. And I was like, they're telling everyone our names. Oh, no, this is embarrassing.
Oh, that's fun.
It was so fun. It was great.
Good stuff.
So you're rolling down, you're passing Frontierland, you're coming into the hub. So I just think it's so cool that you got to be in the perspective of a parade float. So how many times have you seen parade floats go the parade route, right? Like, I've especially liked watching the parade at the end of like the hub where the Frontier Bridge, the Liberty Square Bridge is, because like that's such like a cool runway. But mm-hmm. like you were in it. I just think that's so cool. So you're rolling down the parade float. You're finally getting to the hub area down Main Street. What was going through your mind going down maybe the most iconic scenery of the park, which is Main Street USA in parade car?
Mm-hmm. I thought it's going to be over soon, but not soon because it took a long time to get over here. Not like I want it to be over,
but
you know, this is such a cool experience and I'm a little sad that it's almost over, but also mm-hmm. there are so many more people watching it from Main Street in that area. If, you know, 30% of the people were watching it from Frontierland, then 70% of the people in the park that day were watching it from Main Street. So we kind of came around the corner and I was like, oh no, there are a lot more people here.
Yeah. And it's like closer together. It seems
right. Right. I remember a lady shouting at us, "You're so lucky." And I thought, oh, that's really sweet. I wish she could be in here with us.
Yeah. You're like, hop on in.
Yeah.
I don't have ears for you. You can only get them from, you know,
they were special
Felicia.
Ears. And it was cute to see, like, you know, all those people together. Like, we got to see all their kids in their costumes and all the people with the birthday and anniversary buttons. And it was a little compact
y'all
crowd.
You were wearing the hats. Did they tell you you had to wear the hats, or they just like you just put them on because you were like, I mean, obviously I need to wear the ears.
She did not tell us we had to wear the hat, but I think the hat was strongly encouraged.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you wear the hat? It's really cool.
It's true. I feel like I look stupid though in the ears.
Well,
like,
you know,
hats like that.
You take one for the team when you get asked to be a princess.
That's true.
A Grand Marshal would wear the hat.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that you not only did a guest say out loud, "You're so lucky to be doing this," but you heard it. I think that's important because sometimes we kind of take for granted some of the things we do, and you were doing something that someone really probably would love to do, and you got to do that.
Yeah.
And it's, I think, maybe one of those pinch me moments that hopefully you continue to reflect on in your life. So you're coming down Main Street, you're making the big turn. And then at what point are you done? Like, are you just like the entertainment cast? You have to wait to be back behind the gate, or where does that car stop and when do you get off?
Yes, so we went through the whole route and we went through the gate and the gate closed behind us. Okay. And they didn't rush us or anything, but I knew the parade was coming behind us. But, you know, we got out of the car. We said thank you to the cast members who were there with us because we had a driver. And by that point, our original cast member had met back up with us. And then we had, I think, a parade tech guy. He was with us. And then the banner people. So there were, you know, two people holding the one banner in front of us. So all those people were with us. So, you know, we said thank you to them. Goodbye. We took pictures of the car. And then we went back through. There's this very small gate right next to the fire station, like a little doorway. And we went through there. And then we had our special spot to watch the parade.
Yeah, I was like, so where was the spot?
It was a little roped off area right in front of the fire station. Room for probably a dozen people, but it was just me and my mom and our cast member friend.
Well, so she walked you over there to like let you in the area or whatever.
She did, yeah.
Okay.
So she hung out with us.
I was wondering how many people they can have as like the Grand Marshals. Like, I wonder, because the car obviously fits more people, and I'm wondering like how many people they allow, like if it's a family.
Oh, I would say probably like 8 to 12. I mean, at that point, you probably have some small children with you and they take up less space in the car, but there was plenty of room.
That's awesome.
It was so
fun. And you're
fun.
Like, no one can touch me, and I get to watch the parade by myself.
That part was really nice. Yeah. We were standing there just having a good time, watching the characters. And, you know, they keep the character personalities going right until the very end, which is where we were. You know, until they cross the gate over there, they're still in character. So that was fun. Yeah. We had plenty of space and just kind of danced around and watched the parade.
Yeah.
Did they take a photo of you watching the parade?
They had a PhotoPass cast member take pictures of us when we got close to the hub.
Okay.
At the down by the entrance. And then she met back up with us again to take pictures of us with a certificate that we got.
Yeah.
So we did have a little photo shoot. It was very cute.
I have not known anyone personally, but I have heard families who were chosen for the Grand Marshal that they often try to get your photo right as the Mickey balloon float, like the last float of the parade, is behind you because it's right there. So I was curious if they're still doing that. It also might depend on lots of things, right? Yeah. How many are in your party and all that stuff. Or maybe they just don't do that particular thing anymore. But at least you got some good photo pass photos of this day, right?
Yes, but I never saw the ones that she took during the parade. I think those were probably, you know, media optional photos or something. Oh. They didn't send them to us. But I doubt those will make the cover of the magazine.
You never know.
I don't know.
Honestly, I think you should reach out to PhotoPass and just ask.
Okay. Yeah.
If a PhotoPass cast member took those photos, they're on record somewhere. I don't know how long they keep them for, but at this point, how long ago was this?
It was the end of January.
Okay. So we're still within, like, I don't know, I made up the time, 6 months in my head. So
yeah,
as the cutoff.
It'll
so
be in there.
I don't know. I would ask because you know exactly where you were. It's easy to say. I was the Grand Marshal of the parade on this date. Around this time is when the photos were taken, if you have a rough estimate. You never know. I won't hurt to ask because the worst they can say is there's no way to see that. But someone
I'll
might have
check.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone might have it. Parade's over. Now what? Right? So like you just did this big thing. All eyes were on you. You're the Grand Marshal of the parade. The parade is fully over. And then like, what do you do? Like, how do you come down from that?
Well, we said thank you to our cast member. We parted ways. She had asked, by the way, if we wanted like a drink, a soda or water or anything. I think I got a water from her. So that was sweet. And then after that, the crowd kind of dispersed and we went and rode the train. And then we got on the train. A couple in front of us said, were you just in the parade?
Did you still have your hats on?
No.
Oh, okay.
They recognized us.
You were like, oh my gosh, I am already a celebrity.
I am a celebrity.
You're like, yeah, do you have a character thing you want me to sign?
No,
I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. So we rode the train, and I think actually that was the end of our day. We had dinner plans or something that night.
So
but it was
fun.
Great. I wanted I to tell everyone. So
cool. I know. I feel like I would have been exhausted after that. Because, like all the excitement, I would have been like,
I was exhausted.
I seriously need a nap.
Yeah,
that's a lot
sure.
of like processing in the moment. Mm-hmm. So
it was
exciting.
Fantastic. I'm so glad we got to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I got to see it.
I
so
know.
If I could
tell
share a little bit about
point
of
Greg's
perspective
please.
Of this, because yeah. It was kind of wild for me, but in a different way. So I get this message from Christy saying, hey, what are the chances you can get to Magic Kingdom? And I'm like, I think they're actually pretty high. I happen to be with new cast members who I was giving tours to around property anyway, and we had not yet gone to Magic Kingdom. And I thought, huh. And incidentally, the two cast members I was with had previously worked at Magic Kingdom, and I really don't know my way around the tunnels underneath. So
oh,
I thought, this could be more of a learning opportunity for me. So I was like, perfect. So I scheduled our lunch so that we would be back from lunch by the time. And we take our company vehicle in backstage. We enter the tunnels. We're walking down. I was like, guys, I don't know where I'm going. Like, I don't know where to go for this. I just don't. I don't know how to get from the entrance of the Utilidor to Frontierland.
Right.
The hallways are labeled. I'm very bad at it. I'm trying to get better at it. I've gotten better since that day because of that day. So they're walking me. I'm their trainer, but they're walking me through how to get to Frontierland. And we take the stairs up and we pop out in the back of the pin trading store in Frontierland, which I had never been back there before. And then boom, you go through a door and then you're in the middle of the store. And we're like, perfect.
Cool.
So we get out and we stand in the shade. There's like a DVC booth right there. I was like, perfect. There's a nice shaded spot. Let's just stand there. Mm-hmm. And it's a great kind of viewpoint of the parade. So there I was just waiting, just hanging out. And I was like trying to tell them like, this might sound weird, but I actually happen to know the Grand Marshals today.
Yeah. Oh,
so
no.
If we could just pop out and see them real quick and then we'll go back and do our normal like training stuff. And then the parade starts, like I hear the music and then they say, Christy and Pam's name and they're celebrating Mother Daughter Day. I was like, oh my God, I know them. And then I had this moment like, oh my gosh, I know these people. Like I think I was fully aware of the weight of the situation because I've been in these kind of pinch me situations where like, this is like what gets me going. Right.
Right. So you just can't believe that something like that happened.
Yes. I think it's so cool that you get to experience this. I was beaming with friend pride. I want you to know
that.
I thought it was so cool that you got to do this. So then there with my super zoom on my cell phone, like trying to get all these different like photos and videos of you and then I realized like, do I look like a stalker to these people? Because like, I'm clearly there for you.
Yeah.
Because as you're approaching, I'm clapping and I don't even know. And it's okay if you didn't notice, you don't need to, cause you're doing a million things, looking at a million people. And I'm like clapping and like looking and smiling, like kind of way too intently. And then luckily I got a couple of videos of you, like up of you and your mom up close in the vehicle waving and stuff. And you, it was such a cool moment when you noticed me, right?
Yeah.
Cause I'm sure like all of these faces you don't know. And finally one that you unfortunately recognized.
I was so glad to see a familiar face.
You immediately started laughing, like, uncontrollably. You're like, there's Greg.
I don't know why it came out like that.
That's what made me laugh, because it was just like this, there's Greg, oh my gosh, mom, there's Greg.
Because I feel like you guys are the celebrities. And
I was having so much fun,
but I was so happy to see a face that I recognize, and so glad that you could get that video.
You're like, this is real. This is real.
Can you believe it?
Someone else that was there to be like, no, I was there. It was real. It really happened.
I had a feeling, because I've been in this position recently too, where someone was nervous to do something, but I knew if I just was like giving them a goofy smiling face that would kind of like recenter them. So I'm glad I was able to do that for you. I think that's, if we can all continue to do that for people, show up for them, I think they appreciate it. So I got my videos and stuff. And then literally the second like you were out of sight, we left. Like, there were so many people lined up to watch the parade, like, and we were in, we had a good spot, right? We were front row.
Yeah.
And the second, like, all right, we got to go. And we just left, and people were looking at us like, what? I'm like, all right, see y'all later. Got to go.
Like, I'm dying to know what your cast member friends thought about me saying your name. Got it.
They, I had to explain to them, because this is my life, and I'm sure you experienced this too, both of you, like a lot of people that I've become friends with is because of Instagram.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, nowadays doesn't sound that weird, but kind of like years ago, it was kind of strange. So I had to explain to them that I do this podcast, and I've gotten to know people via this podcast, and this is one of them. And here I am showing up to watch them as the grand marshals of the parade. And they were on board. They just thought it was so cool, because they know, I mean, some of them, they worked in the Magic Kingdom Park one way or the other. They know it's not easy to get picked. It kind of just has to happen.
I wonder what like the actual statistic is of the odds. Like, what are the actual odds?
One out of 50, 60, 70,000 a day, depending on the crowd level that day.
That's so crazy.
And I will say that please don't like campaign to do this, everyone. It's going to be organic. They will not. I don't know this for sure, but I would assume they're not just going to pick you because like you're asking about it. They want it to be like a good kind of moment. Because what a moment those casts get to create for families.
I would
families
just like to have
Christmas.
My moment, but then they're going to say, do you want to stay in Cinderella's castle suite?
Oh, right.
And I will immediately crap my pants and then pass out.
Right. Well, it was weird that she picked us, because I watched the parade with a friend last December, and she said, I wonder how people get picked for that. And I thought,
know.
I don't know. I don't know anybody who's ever been in it.
Your story is probably one in a million. It's probably like not like that every time. You know what I mean?
Right. And I never thought that they would pick us, because normally when I'm there, it's just me and my mom. And I always think they're going to pick this family with the mom and the dad and the cute kids.
Right.
They're never, ever going to pick us. Not like I'd ever, you know, campaigned, like you said, to do it. But I just, it never crossed my mind that they would pick us. And I asked her later when we were getting ready to get in the car and go, like, why did you pick us? And she said, I don't know. I just saw you and I liked your vibe.
Okay. Like,
I never even saw her coming. She crossed the street to come talk to us, but
good
my mom's
only.
Theory.
In other words, she was stalking you for a minute, and then she was like, I'm going to go over here.
Right. I think she was watching us. My mom's theory is that she noticed my mom's red sweatshirt in my sparkly ears. So
what was your mom's sweatshirt? What was on?
How do we know?
It was like a Minnie Mouse, like a bright red Minnie Mouse sweatshirt. Yeah. It was cold that day.
Yeah. I remember it being comfortable, I guess, because we weren't sweating, hoofing it around to pop up in Frontierland.
So fun.
It was the best experience, and I'm really glad I got to do it. I was really nervous in the moment, and I think my mom was really nervous, and I was really raspy at the end because I was shouting happy birthday to people and all that stuff.
Oh my gosh,
you would be surprised about how tiring it is, but it was just so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I was there. I'm glad I was able to get some video. If it's okay, I would like to post some of these pics and videos that I got as a little companion to this episode, so people can see what it's like. And more than anything else, thank you for coming on and talking about it.
Yes.
Because it is a perspective that most people, including myself, really just don't get to hear about that often.
Well, thanks for having me. This is a dream come true.
Oh my goodness.
You are our Disney princess.
Oh, yay,
you are our celebrity today.
That's true.
Love it.
Greg's
all right. Well, thanks, Christy. Thanks for hanging out.
Celebrity.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Now we go back in time with some Disney history. As always, brought to you in partnership with the Mouselets. Make sure you're checking them out on Instagram, TikTok, and their website. Everything is the Mouselets or themouselets.com.
They went on their first cruise.
Ooh,
good stuff.
All good stuff.
Lots of good things.
What you got?
All right. I'm taking us all the way back to 2008, because you know what? Today is Earth Day, as the day that we are recording. And we should celebrate that. So in 2008, in a press release on Earth Day, Disney announced the launching of Disney Nature, which is a new prestigious new production banner that will literally go to the ends of the earth to produce major big screen nature documentaries. That was a quote from Disney themselves. In the tradition of the old True Life Adventure series, the first film to be released domestically under Disney Nature was Earth in April of 2009.
Earth. Yeah. It's what's for dinner.
Earth. Listen to it. But yeah, Disney Nature launched back in 2008. Also, I got really excited because the History Channel, I think it's streaming now on Disney Plus, but it's like all about octopuses and Paul Rudd is like the narrator. I was like, okay, I'm watching this. I don't even care. I'm just watching it. One, because they're actually fascinating creatures, but I was like, Paul Rudd, I'm there. I'm going to watch it. Anyways, moving on. What you got?
I'll take us back to 1997. Mm-hmm. So this week, 27 years ago, holy moly, the restaurant in Cinderella Castle is renamed Cinderella's Royal Table. You may know it was originally called King Stefan's Banquet Hall. However, King Stefan is
not
the wrong princess.
Not the king.
That's Sleeping Beauty's father, not Cinderella. So it eventually became Cinderella's Royal Table.
They were like, we really need to fix that.
They were like, oops.
And they did.
Big oops.
Good stuff. All right. Well, before Greg wraps us up today with a quote that he teased earlier in the episode, if you like what you heard today, feel free to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also leave us a review on iTunes so others can locate us easier on their platform of choice in the world of Disney pods. You can follow along with us on Instagram. We are at That Park Life Podcast. And if you want to leave us a question over there, you can do so on our Instagram highlight, Ask Beth and Greg. Feel free to ask us anything, even if it's just, how is your day going? Sometimes we need that. Okay.
How's it hanging?
We also have personal Instagram accounts. I am at The Real Beth McDonald.
And I am at The Disney Greg.
Yes. And if you'd like to follow along in our other side projects that we have, our other side pieces, if you will, Greg is at The Quick Escape Pod, and I am at Simplistic Thrills. As always, if you want to submit a request for an episode, share a magical cast member moment, share some Disney magic with friends and family who can't get to the parks, or just people who love Disney in general. If you want to look up old episodes that we have, all the things, you can do all of that over at our website. It's thatparklifepodcast.com. We just love sharing the magic, and there's so much stuff you can do over there. So head over to thatparklifepodcast.com. If you want to join our lovely gang of Diz nerds, you can head over to patreon.com/thatparklifepodcast. We have lots more content over there. There are all different kinds of things you can get that we offer. You can do some planning, some Disney planning, join our Discord, join our friends and family on Instagram, get some extra secrets, exclusive secrets. Anyways, you can do that all over on patreon.com/thatparklifepodcast. And don't forget, lastly, our amazing Amazon shopping list, where we help you think about things you need to use in the park. We have links to the description in that. We do get a kickback, but it is of no charge to you. But maybe just head over there and check out what we have listed for your Disney trips or your Disney runs in general. Not the runs like you think. We're actually talking about running.
Oh, boy.
We're actually talking about running. Anyways, all right, Greg. Over to you.
Enough about the runs.
Enough about the runs.
If you're wondering, though, what we talk about and what we could call a secret or our secrets over on our Patch Hat, on our bonus episode this week, I did talk a little bit about some backstage stuff at Test Track. I learned a bunch of cool things recently, and I shared
Can't hear it here.
A highlight reel. I shared a highlight reel of that over on our Patch Hat. Okay, a quote, and this is, I guess, officially quoting a new part of an attraction, because there is the Tiana's Water Tower that maybe you've seen photos of. It's new for this attraction. It's got a tiara on it, at which point when we walked by it this trip, my niece wanted to know why they didn't just call her Tiara instead of Tiana. I said, I don't know. I didn't write these things.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways. So the back of the tower says something, and you can't really see it from just kind of walking in front of what used to be Splash Mountain, the Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So a little sneak peek of a little quote that you'll see on Tiana's Bayou Adventure is, quote, "Never, ever lose sight of what's really important."
That's a good one.
That's all, everyone. We'll see y'all next week.
We'll see you next week.